bit of a long story, but I'm a total chocoholic. I love chocolate cake, chocolate biscuits, chocolate anything. But it's now kind of showing on my waistline. And also I'm starting to think about kind of warding off diabetes. So I've been kind of thinking about giving up sugar. And then I actually saw that Cancer Research was doing a sugar-free February. And it was perfect for me, because if people know that I'm going to be doing it, I'm more likely to actually stick to it. And also it raises lots of money for a really good cause.
Yeah, because the charity is something I believe you're quite heavily involved with as a volunteer. How did that come about?
Well, again, that's a bit of a long story, but 2 years ago, there's an organisation called Cambridge Carbon Footprint. They were doing a project for Circular Cambridge, which was where they put artists and crafters into a charity shop in Cambridge, or all different ones, so that they could do a display of reusing donations or reusing materials. And at the time, and actually I still do it, I put together story bags for children that have a book and a toy, and those are used. I find those from charity shops so that I can then reuse materials to make story bags that are affordable for families and for settings. So I was actually given the Cancer Research Shop to do a display in 2 years ago, and I did that, and I've stayed with them ever since. So I'm now a weekly volunteer on a Sunday, and I price their books and their toys, and I put them out on the shelves.
Just how much does the charity mean to you?
Well, I did have a brother who died at 39 of lymphatic cancer, and I have also had friends and colleagues that I've seen lose the battle of cancer. So it is close to my heart, and I also think cancer is one of those things that generally touches anyone in a family. There's bound to be something, a friend or a colleague, that have lost the battle. And if we can continue to fund research, then hopefully we can continue to find causes for the various cancers that there are.
Thank you for sharing that with us as well, because obviously that's not an easy thing to talk about. And you know, it's for a lot of people will be listening to this, and they might be able to think, well, that's something that someone I know is going through as well. But in terms of the charity as well, how much are you hoping to raise through doing this challenge?
Well, I have so far raised £99, which is a combination of my giving page and also my, what they call, sponsorship forms. But February is actually a really tough month to ask for money, because they're after Christmas, no one's got any money, so I'm hoping to get a few more sponsorships after payday. I know certainly my husband's waiting for payday, and then he's going to sponsor me.
And apart from the fundraising, what else are you hoping to achieve? Because I know you've talked a little bit already about the health benefits of cutting down sugar and warding off diabetes.
I'm hoping that I will lose a few pounds. I'm hoping that I will be healthy, and I'm hoping actually that after a month of doing it, I'll actually continue after that, because I know that eating chocolate every day is not a good idea, but that's generally what I've been doing, because chocolate is so nice, and there's so many nice chocolate shops in Cambridge.
Because it's one of those foods that is addictive, isn't it, really?
Yes,
in its way, you know, many of us, I'm sure, would feel the same and have that sort of give in to that temptation, if you like, because it's so on the doorstep and it's so out there. But in terms of the actual foods as well, because you talk about sort of going sugar-free, I mean, what does the term sugar-free mean exactly? Because some foods have got naturally occurring sugars in. How will that work? Will you be able to still eat fruit and things like that? Or
yes, yeah, that's a good question. What it's, having looked through the pack of the Cancer Research campaign, is generally it's about added sugars. So it's sugars in, added sugars to things like baked beans and porridge, but also things that have sugar in, like cake and biscuits and chocolates, that are obvious ones to cut down on. Also fizzy drinks as well. So there are a lot of hidden sugars in things, so I will be looking at the back of packets more this month. But actually, I do cook from scratch anyway. I'm a vegetarian and I cook from scratch. So I know what's going in my recipes, and I never make puddings. So as long as I can walk past the sweet shop without going in, I should be okay. I will be looking more at packets, because I know that sugar is often put into things to make it taste more palatable to people, so I will be checking the packets. I have had a little addiction to those little mini mixer cans that are just small enough for a fizzy drink, so I'm going to have to stop those completely and drink water. So I will be doing some food swaps.
What other sort of swaps will you be doing?
Well, I will be drinking water instead of fizzy drinks. I will be banning my lovely golden syrup porridge for normal porridge without added sugar. I will be relying on things like oat cakes and bananas and fruits to get me through the day rather than chocolate bars. And then I suppose I'll just have to find other swaps as I go along for the month, because I'll have to find something to stave off the cravings. So probably I'll just get busier or find more healthy things. Lots of fruit, probably.
And have you got a page that people can visit to donate and support you?
I do. I do have a page. It's called a giving page. And to find my giving page, if you go onto the Cancer Research website homepage, click on Find a Giving Page and type in my name, Sally McGiven, and it will come up and you'll be able to donate, which would be great because I really want to make a good contribution to the Cancer Research charity this month or in February.
Excellent. Well, Sally, very best of luck with the challenge. Do let us know how you get on with it. And I hope that you find the swaps. I know it sounds a little bit challenging at the moment, certainly, but hopefully you'll be able to make those swaps and hopefully carry on that path as well and get into those good habits that you were talking about as well.
Great. Yes. Thanks, Daniel.
Very best of luck. Thank you again.
Thank you. Thanks.